Welcome to a supplemental edition of the Phillips and Flathead Radio Hour. This isn't going to be an hour, and it's not live. As it turns out, there wasn't enough interest to sustain a live broadcast. Our listenership dwindled to, well, nothing, and the show died on the vine. Lester and Flathead moved to Orlando, Florida, where they work at the most fucked up place on earth now as characters. And I'm doing the show solo. Though tonight I have a special guest, producer Anne, and she's going to tell us about something that many of you may have experienced or participated in on your own. And it's called the rock and roll hairbrush. And what is a rock and roll hairbrush? Well, it doesn't even have to be a hairbrush. It can be any object that when you lift it up and you're alone, just with your imagination and music you love, you are transported into the music. Well, let's have producer Anne tell us about it. Tell me about the rock and roll hairbrush.
My rock and roll hairbrush was my magical microphone behind closed doors in junior high. A lot of really epic singing with my cassette recorder to some pretty amazing songs.
Tell me about the actual brush. Was it always the same? Was there one rock and roll hairbrush?
Oh, good question.
Thank you.
No, I would like to think that there was. It really wasn't a particular hairbrush. It could have been a comb, too, sometimes.
No, this is not rock and roll comb.
No,
this
I know.
This is rock and roll hairbrush.
Yes, so I had a lot of hair, and I had many brushes. So it was pretty much whatever brush just so happened to be in my room at the time.
Please describe one rock and roll hairbrush.
I think it was a Redken. Redken hairbrushes were kind of the thing. And it had like a rubber base and these black detangler hair spiky things. And
so the bristles, were they the kind that they extended to a little like knob?
Yes,
at the end?
Yes.
Okay, so black plastic knobby bristles. And what color?
I think it was like a tortoise shell. Yeah. So here's how crazy my hair was. I would also have a pick, and I would pick it out first, and then I would comb it. But
so
this is...
Did you ever sing into the pick?
No. Mm-mm.
It was only rock and roll hairbrush.
Just rock and roll hairbrush.
Okay. All right.
Rock and roll pick would have been kind of weird.
So, all right. So set the scene. Mm. You're standing there. You got your tortoise shell microphone.
Yes.
You're looking into the mirror. The
Obs.
Tape deck is behind you. It's blasting what song?
There were many, but for this, it was Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar.
All right, let's give that a listen.
You are born. you're a heartbreaker.
All right, that was Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar.
There's a lot of dancing happening in the studio.
Yeah, so tell me about when you were doing Rock and Roll Hairbrush to Heartbreaker. There are so many dance moves and things.
Yeah,
so
I mean...
Did you dance toward the mirror?
Oh my God, yes. There was so much dancing. I really needed to be Pat Benatar. I had a Pat Benatar haircut. I wanted to pretend like I could wear Pat Benatar makeup, but my parents wouldn't let me. But in the comfort of my room, I would wear the Pat Benatar makeup and I would do the Pat Benatar shoulder dancing. Yeah. And there was a lot of...
Very athletic.
Yeah, very athletic. I didn't really realize how risque... You know, the lyrics were at the time, Flaming Desire and all that kind of stuff. I was just like, I was her. And of course, in my brain, my voice was just as great as her.
Oh,
that's the beauty of, you know, hairbrush microphone.
Producer Ann Benatar.
Producer.
As you're known in the hallways here.
Yes, exactly.
So tell me this, like, this is a very dynamic song.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like, you know, like the guitar... Like is
drums,
yeah, and so did you have like hand gestures where you like reach for the ceiling?
Oh, well, you might have seen some of them just now as the song was playing, but yeah, there was a lot of like arms up and no, and then boom, you know, they're like you're punching, yeah. And then when you do the heartbreaker, that was definitely the right arm went shooting up.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
all right,
and I like my left hand on the mic. And my right arm was up, and it was just like the whole crowd is just screaming.
Yeah. Did you ever fling the rock and roll hairbrush at the end or, you know, like a mic drop?
No, I don't have any memory of that. Music would overwhelm me often, but not in that way. And I never like, I know that'd be really cool and dramatic.
Okay. So what's another one of the rock and roll hairbrush songs?
Ooh. God. Okay. So many. But I think one that, 52 Girls by B-52s.
All right. Let's hear that.
We'll be right back.
That's an amazing song.
Yes, it is.
And it was really, it's fun to listen to. Also a message that we really need in 2025 too, the important girls of the USA. It's
exactly.
Not just about the ding-dongs. I noticed that while we were listening, so this is the harmony, you tend to go with the kind of lower part because they're modulating a little bit, and what you're adding is amazing air drums.
Yeah, my air drums are pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always... Some people do a little cringy air guitar. That's never been my jam. I've always been an air drummer.
Yeah, boys do air guitar.
Boys do air guitar.
They're used to playing with something shaped like
that. Got it. Got it. Yeah. I have always leaned toward drums. I've also was always doing the backup vocals for all B-52 songs when Fred was singing. And then, of course, when the ladies stepped forward. So I was really... 100% B-52's hairbrush all the time. Even when Fred's singing, I did a lot of that.
So here's, and this is a technical question. Okay. I think that non-musicians may not understand it, the nuance here, but did your rock and roll hairbrush double as drumsticks?
Totally. Okay. 100%. I never needed physical drumsticks because of my skill. So my hairbrush would sometimes, you know, immediately move into the drum solo.
Mm-hmm. I see. So mm-hmm. So the rock and roll hairbrush is really a magical instrument.
It is.
More than a microphone.
Oh, yeah.
It could be anything.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when the door is closed.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Because, yeah, no. You know, as soon as the bedroom door was opened,
the spell is broken.
The spell's broken.
And that's just a hairbrush.
Just a fucking hairbrush.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Let's talk about, we have time for one more song. Is there another song that you really like brought the magic of the rock and roll hairbrush to life?
Yes. This one was an early one for me. Call Me by Blondie.
Yeah.
holy crap. So it's two things.
Right.
After listening to this. One, what an incredible song.
Yeah.
And what? How old were you when you were singing that song?
So I was living in England. I had the 45. I was obsessed with Blondie. And we were living in England like 1979, 1980. And the movie American Gigolo came out. So I was in the fourth grade. I was not allowed to see American Gigolo, but this was...
Probably not.
No.
Unless your parents were anarchists.
No. But I had read what it was about, and I had seen pictures of Richard Gere, and my little fourth grade body was having feelings. And then combine that with freaking Blondie, who I was obsessed with, and this song, and Roll Me in Designer Sheets, I'll Never Get Enough, and oh my goodness. And I thought it was very sexy and very exciting, and there was a lot of hairbrush microphone to this song in England. Yeah.
Call me, my love. Call me anytime. Call me for a ride.
I know.
Call me for some overtime.
I didn't understand.
Yeah, fourth grade.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I think that we see the magic of the rock and roll hairbrush. Thank you, producer Anne, for giving us a tour through your memories and the special atmosphere you created as an imaginative child.
We should open it up to the listeners also for future shows to see what their hairbrush
microphones
are.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you have a hairbrush song, rock and roll hairbrush, just let us know.
Yeah.
You know. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Happy 2000 and whatever comes next. Thanks again, producer Anne, for the amazing rock and roll hairbrush stories. And I want to wrap up this special supplemental edition of the Phillips and Flathead Radio Hour with one final song. And this is a song that I think encapsulates 2025 by Wet Leg off their fantastic album Moisturizer. This is Mange Tout. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.